Good morning and welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, we go back to the days of the big bands, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by. That was Panacea Storm from 1938, brought to us by the Count Basie Orchestra. The song was also written by Count Basie himself, one of the great big bands from days gone by, led by an excellent pianist and a wonderful lineup. They start off this morning's edition of I've Heard That Song Before, and we're going to be listening to some miraculous big bands today. From the 30s through to the 1940s. Our next orchestra is led by Erskine Hawkins. Now, this was a particularly fine orchestra, flourished in the 1930s and later. And this was by way of being perhaps their signature tune. It was recorded by several other bands a little later. But I particularly like this recording done by the songwriter himself. And that's, of course, as I mentioned, Erskine Hawkins. And the piece is called Tuxedo Junction. Then we're going to go back to 1930 to a very fine band led by trumpeter Henry Red Allen. There will bring us a song written by Charlie Holmes called Sugar Hill Function, which I think refers to a locale in New York City. And following Henry Red Allen and his orchestra, we'll go to 1939, to an orchestra that was led by pianist Teddy Wilson. Well, if you've been listening to I've Heard That Song Before, Teddy's not going to be a stranger to you. He was a very fine pianist and mostly played with smaller groups. In 1939, he set up his own orchestra, and this is one of the recordings they made. Teddy's piano and a very, very fine lineup. And the song that Teddy and his orchestra are bringing us this morning is a famous standard called Sweet Lorraine. We will start with Erskine Hawkins and his orchestra, Tuxedo Junction.
Thank you.
And you just heard from the Teddy Wilson Orchestra, a recording made in 1939 of the famous song Sweet Lorraine. Before Teddy and his orchestra, we heard from the Henry Red Allen Orchestra from 1930, bringing us a song written by Charlie Holmes called Sugar Hill Function. And we started out with Tuxedo Junction, also recorded in 1939 by the songwriter himself, Erskine Hawkins, and his orchestra. And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We're coming to you from the University of Ottawa. This morning we've got a wonderful lineup of big orchestras, or big bands as we mostly think of them. We're going to have one from 1929 just coming up, so from then forward through the 1930s and the 1940s. Well, our next orchestra, as I mentioned, from 1929, it was getting into its stride, and it's led by a very famous musician, Duke Ellington. He, of course, another pianist, and he led the band through many incarnations, through decades. And here's one of their early recordings. It was a song called Cotton Club Stomp, written by Duke Ellington himself. I guess it refers to the locale of their early days, the Cotton Club in New York, where they made many, many appearances. And, of course, led to that wonderful band and its history. Then we're going to listen to two recordings from 1931, so we're really back in time at the moment. Coming up after Duke Ellington, we'll hear the orchestra led by King Oliver. He was a great trumpeter, had a band for a while, fairly short-lived band, but very, very typical of the early jazz coming out of New Orleans. They'll bring us a song called Who's Blue? And staying in that year, we're going to hear a song actually written by King Oliver, but performed by a different band. And the song is Sugarfoot Stomp, also known as Dippermouth Blues. We'll hear it brought to us by the orchestra led by Fletcher Henderson. Well, he led a wonderful big band. I think one of the earliest ones, started up in the mid-1920s. He also was a songwriter and an arranger, and worked a great deal, of course, with Benny Goodman in the 1930s at the start of the swing era. This, as I said, is a song that was written by King Oliver and also Louis Armstrong, and it's Sugarfoot Stomp. And we'll start with the one and only Duke Ellington and his orchestra from 1929, Cotton Club Stomp. Thank you. You've just been listening to the orchestra of Fletcher Henderson from 1931. They brought us Sugarfoot Stomp, written by King Oliver and Louis Armstrong. Before the Fletcher Henderson band, we heard from King Oliver himself with his orchestra, also from 1931, with the piece Who's Blue? And we started out with the very famous Duke Ellington's orchestra, Cotton Club Stomp. And welcome back to I've Heard That Song Before. We're coming to you on CHUO 89.1 FM from the University of Ottawa. This morning we're listening to some big bands from the 20s through to the 1940s. And the bands, well, they produced some wonderful recordings and were jam-packed full of wonderful musicians, many of whom also recorded in the small group format, as we heard a little earlier this month. Well, our next three bands are bringing us songs or recordings from the late 30s and early 40s. From 1941, we're going to hear two recordings. First, from the Lucky Millinder Orchestra. Now, he also was a songwriter and arranger, and he wrote the song we'll hear from the orchestra this morning, and that's called Apollo Jump. Then, staying in the same year, we'll hear from the orchestra led by Cab Calloway. Well, Calloway was certainly one of the more flamboyant of the band leaders, and he also did some singing too. Did a fair number of novelty numbers, but must forget that there was some pretty mighty talent in this orchestra, and they were particularly respected amongst the bands of the time. We'll hear from them this morning a song written by Benny Goodman called A Smooth One, and that'll be from Cab Calloway and his orchestra. Then we'll go back to 1938 and we'll hear from an orchestra. They worked a lot in the late 30s with Ella Fitzgerald, who eventually actually took over the band, but the band was started up and led for several years by drummer Chick Webb. Again, as I keep saying, these were wonderful orchestras with lots of wonderful talent, and we will hear that demonstrated from the Chuck Webb Orchestra with, I believe, the Gershwin tune, Liza, All the Clouds Will Roll Away. And we'll get going with Lucky Millinder from 1941, Apollo Jump.
Thank you.
You just heard from the Chick Webb Orchestra from 1938 with the Gershwin tune Liza. Before that, Cab Calloway. He was a pretty lively band leader, and the band followed suit. From 1941, they brought us A Smooth One, a piece written by Benny Goodman. And we started out with Apollo Jump from the Lucky Millinder Orchestra.
Want to hear the latest in jazz, or maybe some of the greats from the past? Tune in to In Transition with Randy McElligott every Sunday between noon and 2 p.m. on CHUO FM 89.1, coming to you from the University of Ottawa.
And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We're coming to you from the University of Ottawa. This morning we're listening to some big bands from the 20s through to the 1940s. And we're going to go now to 1937, to a band with one of the loveliest names in the business. I always mention that, but this is a really fun name. Andy Kirk and his 12 Clouds of Joy, and they certainly were. Andy, a wonderful band leader with some wonderful talent too in his band, one of whom was Mary Lou Williams, one of the great jazz pianists of the time. She's written this particular song, which is called Walking and Swing, and no doubt appears on the recording too. Then we'll go back a couple of years to 1935 to the band led by Don Redman. Well, in addition to being a band leader, Don was also a composer and an arranger of note, very influential in the development of jazz and swing in the 30s and later. Well, they're going to bring us a number called Doing What I Please, which was written by Fats Waller. And we'll start with Andy Kirk and his 12 Clouds of Joy, Walking and Swinging.
Thank you. conscience at ease. I'm free to mingle. I do what I please. When I'm out late nights, no one has my keys. Yeah, I keep my day nights doing what I please. You know, I don't have no star boarders, 'cause they keep you on the shelf. And I ain't taking orders, so I just go along enjoying myself. Should I go sailing across seven seas, no one can stop me doing what I please. Just like a dog has fleas. Not taking all the dances, that's because I do what I please. I blow in at these parties just like a reckless breeze. I outsmart all these other smarties because I do just what I please. You know, where there's no action, you will find that there's blues about. And I get my satisfaction only when I'm stepping out. And whenever I get tipsy out at one of these jamborees, no one can stop me, 'cause I do what I please.
You've just been listening to Don Redman and his orchestra from 1935, Doing What I Please, written by Fats Waller, and we started out with Andy Kirk and his 12 Clouds of Joy, Walkin' and Swinging from 1937, written by pianist Mary Lou Williams. And next up, we're going to hear from the band led by Jimmy Lunsford. Well, he was a saxophone player, I believe alto sax, who had a very successful band in the 1930s, a very well-respected band. And they are going to join us this morning with a number called Harlem Shout. They recorded that in 1936, and again, this one is written by the band leader himself, Jimmy Lunsford, along with Eddie Durham. Here's Jimmy Lunsford and Harlem Shout. Thank you. almost at the end of another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. I'd like to thank you very much for joining me today on the show. Do please stay with us because Randy's going to be joining us in just a few moments with 2 hours of wonderful jazz for you this afternoon. And I hope you can join me, Stephanie Robinson, again next week for more music from days gone by. And we've got one more for you this morning. Amongst our big bands, we're going to end as we began with the wonderful orchestra of Count Basie. Oh, one of the most fun and one of the most talented big bands around. Had a very, very long career in its many iterations, but it had a core group of really wonderful musicians, and that's the Count Basie Orchestra. Well, of course, there was a Count himself on piano, people like Buck Clayton on trumpet, Lester Young on tenor sax, also singer Jimmy Rushing, and of course many, many more. Well, they're going to join us from, as I said, 1944 with a number written by Eli Robinson, and it's called Sugar Hill Shuffle.